Let's begin with some readings. They're going to be short readings, actually. I'm going to do two readings from the Bible, both of them are from the Gospel of John. And it's just one verse, each one of them, and then a follow-up reading from another source. The first reading comes from John, chapter 14, verse 27, and I'm reading from the New Revised Standard Version, the updated edition. And it says, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid." And then from the next chapter, John 16, verse 33, also in the New Revised Standard Version, "I have said this to you so that in me you may have peace. In the world you face persecution, but take courage, I have conquered the world." And then a reading from who was once the number one female tennis player in the world, Maria Sharapova, from her book, Unstoppable, My Life So Far, where she says, "There were hard times, but looking back, I can see that some of those hard times were the best times. It formed the bedrock, the basis for everything that would follow. It made me lonely, but it also made me independent and strong."
This song is by Green Day. This Billy Joe Armstrong wrote it about the death of his father when he was 10 years old. And the song became symbolic after Hurricane Katrina and was used at that time. And it was also then used as a dedication to the victims of 9/11. This is from Green Day.
But never forget what I
Song to lead into our talk today also happens to be one of my favorite Green Day songs. I went twice today with that. Thank you for that so much. My message this morning is entitled Further Thoughts on Difficult Times. So last week we talked a little bit about difficult times and how important having a spiritual community to help us through those times is. And while that is very true, I also didn't want to leave it just there. So today, I thought that we might look a little more and talk a little more about those tough times in our lives by considering a few other things other than spiritual community that can help us. And then sort of moving on to look at whether there is any value in surviving tough times. Speaking of tough times, televangelist Robert Schuller once famously said, "Tough times never last, but tough people do." Admittedly, it's a sort of a clever turn of phrase, and if you actually ever made it through any difficult times, it certainly would make you feel sort of proud of yourself for being so strong, for that matter. If you've had a particularly calm life without many difficult times, I have to imagine it would ring very true as well. But here's the thing, though. I've known some very strong folks who did not make it through their tough times. And the reality is, for some people in the world, tough times never end. A possibly better take on tough times comes from the German philosopher Friedrich Nietzsche, who said, "That which does not kill us makes us stronger." Even that, though, denies the reality that while a difficult time may pass, we sometimes get mentally stuck in it. If it is a particularly traumatic time for a person, it can actually result in post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD. And with PTSD, and I'm sort of oversimplifying this, part of a person's mind gets a bit stuck in the precipitating event. They may have disturbing thoughts and feelings or dreams related to the events. They might exhibit mental or even physical distress to trauma-related causes. They frequently also attempt to avoid trauma-related cues and may have even a heightened startle response. And not only that, folks with PTSD are at a higher risk of suicide. So that which does not kill us makes us stronger? Well, not always. Not always. The point I'm trying to make is that we sometimes try to oversimplify the complexity of tough times. So I wanted to acknowledge that before I somewhat oversimplify the complexity of tough times in this particular message. I wanted to acknowledge it because it's difficult to talk about it without setting that groundwork, but it's also difficult to talk about it without somewhat oversimplifying the complexities of tough times. What equates to a tough time for one of us might not necessarily equate to a tough time for the rest of us. Life's experience, the number of times that you've survived a difficult time in your life, and a whole myriad of differing life perspectives can greatly impact how you experience a difficult time in your own life. You know, secular humanists and most religions place a really high value on compassion. And part of compassion comes from recognizing that what is traumatic for someone else might not be traumatic for you, and vice versa. The old adage of pulling yourself up by your bootstraps has unfortunately become a favorite slogan of folks who simply don't get that. Sometimes you just can't. But sometimes you can. And that's what this talk is about. The times we do manage to make it. To make it through the difficult times and the advantages we may gain from them. In part, when we recognize the reality of the upside of getting through tough times, it can actually make it easier to, well, actually get through those tough times. Let's first talk about, though, a few skill sets that can serve us well during difficult times. After all, we have to actually survive those difficult times to get the benefit of having survived them. So the first one. In difficult times, the first skill set to have is to acknowledge and to feel your feelings. Ignoring the difficult emotions that you are feeling during difficult times, patting them down inside, is not going to help you get past the situation. So acknowledge them. Express them. Feel them. Number two, talk about the situation with somebody. Talking about it helps you sort out your own anxieties and your worries rather than allowing them to continue to fester and grow on the inside. Three, get some perspective. You may be able to do this on your own. Some people can. Or it may come through talking with a trusted friend. But be evaluative of your own situation. Is it truly the situation you're in a catastrophe, or is it more of an inconvenience in the big scheme of things? Number four, practice being calm. Whether it's meditation, breathing exercises, a long walk, quiet walk in the woods, or just being still, whatever is the best practice for you personally, practice being calm in order to focus on the things that you can control and to let go of the things that you can't. Number five, ask for help. This one may be the most difficult of my list. I know it is sometimes for me. We tend to want to both protect others from what we are going through, and we want to be strong enough to handle it on our own. Frankly, and I'm saying this to myself as much as anyone else, that's sort of ridiculous. If friends and family are only meant for the good times, what kind of relationship is that anyway? Plus, asking for help and receiving it has the added benefit of strengthening relationships. Number six, there's only a few more of these. Focus on the healthy relationships. Particularly during tough times, toxic relationships are damaging. During tough times, don't expend too much of your needed energy on relationships that drain that energy. That is not, and hear this loud and clear, that is not to say to cut those people out of your life. Just be aware of limiting your time with them during those tough times. Number 7, do something about the situation. Again, this one in particular is as much for me as it is for any of you. It is far too easy to get caught up in the difficulties and the stress that goes along with tough times that we start to stagnate and get stuck in the issue. You know, avoiding the situation just adds to the anxiety of the situation. So what you need to do is begin gathering information, make informed decisions, and then do something about it. 2 more to go. Number 8. Don't conflate the situation with who you are. It is deceptively easy to let a difficult situation start to define you and who you see yourself as a person. You are not the tough time you are going through. You are not the tough time you're going through. Tough times are just part of life. It doesn't define you. You are much bigger. You are more than any current situation right now seems to say about you. And then finally, 9. Don't lose sight of the fact that going through difficult times, while it is tough, rough, sometimes horrible and uncomfortable, don't lose sight of the fact that it can have hidden benefits that may come out of it. Not always, but it can. Now, that's definitely not to say that the experience of being homeless, jobless, a victim of identity theft, losing most of your home and belongings to fire or flood or a tornado, living with cancer in your body, etc., it's not to say that can be enjoyed. Tough times are just crappy. But it is to say that psychologists say that when we come through tough times, those of us who do can find that it makes us stronger both mentally and physically. See, traumatic events tend to force us to re-examine our beliefs and re-examine our priorities. They can help us break out of habitual ways of thinking and being. They tend to force us to re-examine our beliefs and our priorities, and they help us break out of those ways of thinking and being, and ultimately they can increase our creativity through it. So it's true. Sometimes out of life there can be a creative gain. Of course, it's important to say that trauma is neither necessary or sufficient for creativity. But creativity can even become a sort of coping mechanism after difficult experiences. Another sometimes upside is that surviving a particular difficult event, well, that can make us feel stronger physically and mentally for having survived it. It can help teach us that we can be more adaptable than we ever knew we were. Psychologists actually believe that after a person survives a particular death-defying event, their thought processes change very significantly and begin to think of themselves as more capable of handling anything that life throws at them. Making it through difficult times also tends to make us more empathetic when others are going through difficult times. More than that, having managed our way through a difficult time, we tend to have a heightened awareness of what it takes to do so. And when people are going through tough times, an empathetic friend with the experience of having been in a similar situation may be the very thing that they need to get through their own difficult time. And finally, the single biggest upside to getting through tough times is the knowledge that you are more than capable of getting through tough times. The next time a tough situation hits you, you are more likely to take on the attitude. Not that you will, but you are much more likely to take on the attitude of, I've done this before, I can do it again. Life definitely has its ups and downs. And I am in no way, hear this loud and clear, I am in no way suggesting that those tough times are a good thing. They are not. They're just awful. The idea of redemptive suffering is a ghastly theology, and if it were true, surely humanity would have been redeemed by now. I'm just suggesting that when you find yourself in those tough times, that not only should you let yourself end up feeling like you shouldn't let yourself feel up like you won't survive, but when you do survive, you should be aware that you can use the experience to create an even better life for yourself and for others.
Song that I just played may not have been something that you feel like you could meditate to, but it was my favorite song when I was 15 years old in high school. That I waited all day for it to play on my alarm clock radio, and used one of those tape recorders with a microphone, and I recorded it. And on a tape, and then used two tape recorders to make one cassette tape that had nothing but that song playing back to back, so I could listen to it on my Sony Walkman nonstop. I'll tell you about this song later. This song, however, when I was looking for songs that lift people up, by the way, music in general is an incredibly powerful tool to help lift you up in dark times. A lot of people I've met online have referred to this song as the thing that they listen to when they get up in the morning and helps them get out of bed, or they listen to it because it picks them up during the day. But I had never heard it before, and I love this guy, so I thought I would share this song with you. Because maybe it's just something we need to think about. It It takes a crane to build a crane. It takes two floors to make a story. It takes an egg to make a hen. It takes a hen to make an egg. There is no end to what I'm saying. It takes a thought to make a word. And it takes some words to make an action. And it takes some work to make it work. It takes some good to make it hurt. It takes some bad for satisfaction. La 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 la, life is wonderful. La 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 la, life goes full circle. La 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 la, life is wonderful. La 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 la. It takes a night to make it dawn. And it takes a day to make you yawn, brother. And it takes a old to make you young. It takes a cold to know the sun. It takes the one to know the other.
A good follow up for sure to our message today. Again, Jason Mraz, one of my favorites. Happens to be one of my favorite Jason Mraz songs. The lyrics are just so thank you for sharing that. Let's take a moment and bow our heads together. Every day, creation gives us sure and ready signs of the preciousness of life. In the sickness of loved ones, in the rush to war, in gun violence, in life-threatening accidents, in so many things, we are reminded that not only is this life precious, but it is fragile. with concern, we think of those who struggle in this life, those who are facing those difficult places in life where they are confronted with the end of their life, those who battle with mental health, those who struggle to find physical health, those who long for the basics of life, food, water, shelter. May we be ever mindful of them. And even as we remember them, let us encourage ourselves and others to go to them in friendship and in love. May all people begin to more fully actually value life, all life. With concern, we think of the leaders of the world as they struggle to make choices which directly impact the lives of millions of people. With concern, we think of those entrusted with the care of others. May they not only bring a fuller life to those for whom they care, but may they find that difficult balance of care for themselves as they care for others. With concern, we think of one another as we look for ways to live our lives more fully, as we learn to love each other more fully, not only in word, but in each and every action we take. Amen. Receive this blessing. May you walk with each other and with creation in harmony, recognizing that we are one, and may you know love and happiness throughout your life. And may your words and your actions share that love and happiness with all of those you meet.
This is Billy Joel. Can you give up?